Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was telling Nick off the air that Mickey D's McDonald's, one of your favorite restaurants, is having a wedding package, starts at $200. And you mentioned to me you never did have a first wedding. I mentioned just do the re-up there, but you never had a first.
We never had a ceremonies. We just went to the courthouse.
I know.
So
I know.
This is a decent reason to have a ceremony.
There is a catch here.
It's only Indonesia.
You got to go to Indonesia.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a destination wedding.
Yeah, you're going to ask friends and family to fly to Indonesia to go to McDonald's for a wedding.
Well, yeah.
But with the package thing, because that's different than just ordering. What's this thing? 200 chicken sandwiches and four-piece McNuggets?
100 chicken sandwiches.
Of course you looked at it.
Yeah. 100 chicken sandwiches and 100 four-piece chicken nuggets, and it's $235.
That's a great deal.
I would think they would do that in the United States, too. Granted, they want to tie a place up all day for a wedding, I guess.
You know? Yeah, that's the problem. If it's not something they offer, you can't just call up and be like, hey, I need 200 chicken
sandwiches. Well, couldn't you use that for another kind of party? Graduation party.
I don't think they offer.
Yeah, you could.
Fourth of July gathering.
It does say that this wedding package may make its way here to the U.S. So it's currently only available in Indonesia.
We're gonna have to wait then.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite McDonald's? Is it one right close to your house?
Oh my God! It's usually whichever one is closest.
Okay.
McDonald's, they're tough because sometimes some stores are better. It's like anything. Some stores are better than others, but it all depends on who clocked in that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Is there acid in the drive-thru or not,
Right.
You never know.
Yeah, and if there's not, when will there be?
That's not a slight of McDonald's. That was Nick at another restaurant doing that.
We stopped off at for fast food on the road trip to Minneapolis, on vacation.
Oh, did you go to the same place I did? Did you stop at McDonald's in Albert Lee?
No.
Oh.
No, we stopped at an Arby's at a truck stop short of the Minnesota border.
Oh, and Arby's, you had the roast beef.
If you stopped at the Wagyu burger, short of the Iowa border, then you
were probably in Albert Lee, Minnesota.
It was closer to Des Moines.
Okay. Former home of the Brands, right, Todd?
That would have been insane if you guys ran into each other in the same McDonald's drive-thru.
I take it
Albert
back.
Lee, yeah. Minnesota.
I had the spicy chicken sandwich from the Owatonna, Minnesota McDonald's.
Right. That's a decent sandwich.
There was nothing else open at 9:30 at night, and I hadn't eaten all day.
I went with
you need a fast food podcast, Nick. You really do.
I've considered it.
Yeah. I went with the spicy, the buffalo chicken wrap at Arby's.
That's pretty good.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Arby's is tough to order because the classic roast beef sandwich is so good.
It is.
I'm a beef and cheddar.
And how often are you at Arby's?
The beef and cheddar is pretty hard to beat.
Their sandwiches with the deli sandwiches.
The Market Fresh.
Yeah, the Market Fresh chicken salad is pretty damn good.
That was what I got for all three of us in Wichita that night.
Market Fresh chicken salad?
No, it was Market Fresh turkey bacon ranch
wrap. Stop talking about food.
Arby's is good. They're pretty consistent. I've never gotten anything from Arby's been like, what the hell is this?
Well, but the weird thing about this was we stopped and went into the restaurant to order because it was 1 o'clock or so. We needed to get out of the car. But I step out of the car and maybe an hour north of Des Moines on the interstate. And the first thing I hear when I step out of the car is a dude behind me on the phone speaking Russian.
All right.
And just, I mean, middle of nowhere, Iowa. You just don't expect to hear a guy speaking Russian.
Yeah.
Did you recognize for sure that it was Russian?
It sounded something of that, some sort
Slavic,
of Slavic, dialect.
Right.
It was definitely like, it caught my ear like we're in the middle of nowhere in Iowa.
All right. So speaking of food, you watched a video.
I was in the mood for Taco Bell, but I was on the road, and
they're tough to eat tacos while you're driving.
It's a tough driving food.
It's lettuce everywhere.
Yeah, that's a
really
mess.
Is.
That's a mess.
Unless you go Crunchwrap.
Once again, the Nick Allen Fast Food Podcast, man.
Or the grilled burritos. The grilled burritos kind of stay together.
They've got some. So I've been there because, you know, we're driving around with the family, and they're like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, well, you know, Taco Bell's not the most convenient for the driver.
No,
or anybody concerned about what the car looks like.
Right.
Well, I've learned
you're
that
right.
On the same
lettuce
thing,
everywhere.
If you get the Subway, you got to leave the lettuce off of the sandwich.
Because
it's
that.
It's the shreddy lettuce. If you're trying to drive
I don't,
into
the back
Subway,
of your car, on the way to Wichita, I'll eat the lettuce. I don't care.
Yeah, man. But see, I have to skip it because I'm driving. So I have to skip the lettuce.
And somebody else has cleaned the lettuce up in the back seat, right?
Just going to end up on my lap.
You're talking about being in the parking lot tonight. You weren't at the world's largest truck stop, which is unfortunate.
I was not.
But
no.
My son was just telling me there's a TikTok video about somebody that spent the whole day there. Been the dream. Got a haircut, saw a movie, went to the buffet, like did the whole thing.
Oh, there's enough to do there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't there plenty to entertain yourself?
Oh, yeah. I think you could spend at least a day there.
You could probably get a job from a hooker too out back. To
I
make
bet.
A whole day of it, man. You know, yeah. What? You have a cab? No, but I got a Focus. You know,
you could be
get the
if
back
you spent
of the,
the
Focus,
whole day there.
Put this T-shirt up in the window.
If you spent the whole day there, you could be on both sides of the hooking transaction at some point.
Well, yeah, you'd be the hooker too. Then
you could buy a hooker and be a hooker if you're there long enough.
Make some money.
They might have Taco Bell and Arby's there too.
So the DoorDash driver that got fired, I saw the video of this guy.
This guy's an ass.
He's a total ass. He walks up and gives this lady a pizza, and he goes, nice tip, $5 tip. Nice house for a $5 tip. That's what he said. And they fired his ass. And
it was
the bill was $22. It was well over 20%. 22%, I think it actually ended up being. And I overtip for those guys all the time, DoorDash, Grubhub. Because I know that they're busting their ass. I know they get screwed once in a while. So I actually overtip. So I'm not worried about being a stiff. But still, the dude was a douchebag, you know?
No, he needs to do the percentages in his head and go, that's a pretty generous tip.
It was.
You know?
But they did say, though.
Apparently he based it on the value of the home.
They did say,
correct.
Though.
Right.
He has a brief assessment. And then figures out what you could afford.
Yeah.
They did say in that story, because the DoorDash will deliver a cup of coffee if they want, you know. And so we'll Grubhub and all that stuff. But you got to tip at least $5. Well, $3 to $5, because no matter what it costs, because they're driving there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
bringing $4 to your house.
You get a $4 cup of coffee, you can't give them 20% of that, you know.
No, yeah. I have a $5 rule on tipping pretty much in general.
Right. Right.
It's at least $5.
Right.
It's at least $5.
There you go, Nick. Get $5 right there.
I should have done that last night. We went and got a pizza carry out.
Okay.
And I left like three. I gave him like three extra dollars, but I never know what to do with the carry out.
Well,
the $5 seems good because $3 seems.
I mean,
cheap.
Yeah. No matter what, even if it's a $12 bill, I'm gonna tip him $5.
They led the story last night about this. It was on Inside Edition or Entertainment Tonight, one of those shows. But it was basically saying that Americans are mad because they're asked to tip everywhere now.
Yes.
I've seen stories about this. Yeah.
But a lot of people make their living on tips. But there's certain situations where you don't understand why there is a tip jar.
And tip fatigue is what they call it.
Yeah.
And they mention...
I think it's true. I think it's real.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit. And you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
You know what bugs me is at arenas. You're spending $6 for water, $12 for a beer, and they're like, oh, do you want a tip on this? Like, no, we're already just getting bent over.
Yeah, they are getting bent over in arenas,
The etiquette that I've read.
And those people are making regular, I mean, not a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not picking on them because they bust their ass, but they're actually getting a salary at those places.
Yeah, they're getting an hourly wage. If you're working behind the counter, that's what I read. It's not necessary to tip someone Behind the counter, even
but there's
they,
sometimes there's a jar there, and sometimes there's a you want to add a tip to it
right.
on the machine. Right?
They spin the screen around, and it says how much of a tip do you want to add. And apparently, your etiquette says that if it's a salaried employee, an hourly employee behind the counter, you don't necessarily have to tip them.
But when I'm in a restaurant, and I've always overtipped because I shouldn't say overtipped because I just feel bad for. When I get down to it, it's so weird because I'll lay $7-8 down, and I see I have a. I'm thinking, well, why don't I just round that up? Because these $4 don't mean dick to me, and it might mean more to this woman, this young. Usually, a lot of times are young people too, for that matter. Now, granted, if you don't have it, you don't have it. But I got an extra $5. I don't care, so I try to round it up as high as possible without keep going higher and higher and making it higher than the bill. Obviously,
I eat at a Mexican restaurant.
I was thinking in my head, well, why don't I just leave. Why am I putting $4 back in my pocket? I'd rather she might need this, you know?
Yeah, I get my tipping privileges revoked. When I met with my wife and I were out together.
Because you tip too high?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're spending money you don't have, right? Okay, I get that.
Every day, yeah. But in a restaurant and stuff, because, you know, sometimes I'll be inclined to tip more even if the service isn't that great, because you can tell that they're not in a good situation.
Right.
And they're probably not getting what they want from the other tables just because, you know, it's not their fault. The management sucks at the place or whatever. But
Mexican restaurant I ate at in Phoenix automatically added, and there was only 5 people in the party, so I don't think it was one of those big party things, 20%. And then I accidentally...
With the 5 people, they added, huh?
And I guess I tipped on top of that, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it. Until I looked at the bill. Oh, they already added the tip.
Yeah. Sometimes I think they should make that bigger on the ticket.
Yeah, I think drunk people add to that. I think they're counting on that.
The other thing I read, it's not necessary if you're at an open bar, say at a wedding, to tip.
Oh,
and I usually do because you're drinking for free, but they said that whoever made the arrangements probably already had a tip involved.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times whoever's paying for the open bar generally has a set tip that they give to the servers.
Yeah, you can tell then too when servers know that they're not when they know they're not expected to get tipped, they just have a different attitude about it. They don't see, like, hey, can I hand it? No, you can't. I can't take tips.
But you still feel weird walking up
at
to
a bar,
open bar
especially an open bar,
any bar.
Yeah. Right,
you feel weird walking up to a bar and not leaving a tip.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well, we mentioned
drop a little
yesterday.
Money in there because I know I'm coming back and I want them to recognize me. As,
bingo!
Oh, this guy's a generous tipper.
Yep.
I'll
serve
him now.
Yep.
Well, they'll recognize you because they're about to cut you off later on. Yeah. That's why.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Is that the guy that keeps falling into the bar?
I recognize that guy. So they fired that dumbass DoorDash guy, and that guy does need a tip because that might be his full time gig. You don't know, you know.
Man. But I wonder what happened to him leading up to that too. He was definitely a dick in that situation.
He had a bad day.
He's right.
I think they could have gave the guy a break. He was a dick. He just walked away and said, "Nice house for a $5 tip." You know.
But I've done enough customer service jobs where they're like, "Oh, he said F you to her." I'm like, "Okay, well, what led up to that?"
Yeah, he did. He did throw in the F you right at the end too.
Oh, he did yell that. Okay,
yeah, because the lady at the door was like,
"Said you're welcome."
You're welcome, and he's like, "F you."
He might have got broke up with.
Didn't you? You have like a cleaning person or somebody working at your house? Say,
me.
Pretty big house for a DJ.
Yeah.
Nice.
Becky was pregnant with Madison.
Ballsy.
And apparently she didn't want to clean the house that day. I don't know. So she said to me, we should try a maid service. This is, oh my God. And Madison might have been like one. Who knows? You know. So apparently she didn't want to clean the house. So I said, sure, try it. And the women were walking around.
And assessing,
they were cleaning that one. We did it once.
Well, they were assessing in their head.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and it was like they were in my little office area, and probably Todd and Tyler pictures hanging up. And the woman goes, "Yeah, basically, nice house for a DJ or something like that." And my wife's thinking, "Yeah," and they sucked, by the way. They didn't do. It really wasn't that clean. And we just got rid of them. You know, after that, I paid them once, and it was kind of ridiculous anyway.
All right.
But still, I'm thinking, who says that's crap? You
did
know?
You see the story I saw over the weekend? You know, the guys from South.
It was
South
a regular
Park.
House too, wasn't it? Mansion. It was a regular house.
Oh yeah, Jeff just said the story.
Yeah, like Matt and Trey Parker,
Casa Bonita, in Lakewood, which is a suburb of Denver.
Yeah,
they pay their people $30 an hour, and there's no tipping. That's what the new Casa Bonita will be like.
I saw that some servers were
40 hours a week, $60,000 a year, man. They weren't happy they could make more than that.
Well, they must have been able to.
If they're getting 40 hours, only working 40 hours, they're getting more money. Yeah, 40 hours a week
is 60 grand
a year. You'd be
guaranteed this, but it sounds like some of them might have been doing better than that.
Oh, really? Yeah, but the lazy guys are really happy.
Yeah, totally.
Or the crappy waiters. The crappy waiters are pretty happy.
Nobody gets ranch.
I think it's a legitimate a decision that has to be made when you're opening a restaurant now. I think there's some restaurants that are starting to do that where we're just gonna pay
real employees.
We're gonna pay our servers like normal employees, but we're not going to do tipping. But you gotta say it like up front when people come in, like we don't do tipping. Don't do it.
Yeah, the prices on the bill might be a little more expensive, but the bottom line is it's a wash either way, right? So,
you have to understand.
You're worried about tipping then, right?
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and pay our servers like they're humans.
Yeah,
and just skip the whole tipping thing.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I've worked at restaurants before where
were you a good worker? When you waited on people at Olive Garden.
You knew the answer to that question when you asked.
You had to be, because if I was getting paid just an hourly rate, I would have not been.
Excuse the local reference for our out of town affiliates, but was it the Olive Garden on Dodge?
Yeah.
Okay, I went there.
Some asshole broke into my car there one night.
Stole your weed.
So,
I don't even know. I'm saying, I think I was there.
It would have been.
Now, did they give you $2 2002? An hour plus tips? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. But I've worked at restaurants before where. Like servers will do the same amount of work, and a lot of it's just luck, depending on who gets seated in your section.
Yeah, right. Yeah, who's
so
a tipper?
Like, at the end of the night, somebody's got a big stack of cash, and somebody doesn't. They've both done the same amount of work, put the same effort in,
and just as kind, just as nice, right? So they show a guy in this story quickly before the break, and it was a Domino's driver, and he was back standing next to all the pre-made. Plastic the boxes in the air.
They're cardboard, generally.
Cardboard. I'm sorry. When I say plastic boxes, I'm an idiot. I worked at Domino's in college, too. I know.
Back east, they were plastic.
They were. So a bunch of cardboard boxes sitting there all empty, all ready, pre-made, ready to go. And he just comes back from a shift, a delivery, and he's freaking out. He goes, it's raining. Mm. I dropped off a pizza and no effing tip, and he just knocks the whole boxes over.
Oh.
And I think the manager didn't care. Like, sorry, dude, tip the guys.
Myron on the email, I don't know if he did that, but he once delivered pizzas in Seward, Nebraska for a while.
Well, I bet you there's some heavy tippers there.
Yep. Had to give a guy change for his $20 because the bill was $19.91.
Oh.
The guy waited for 9 cents?
Yeah. You are one of the lowest forms of human beings.
Might have been insulted by a 9 cent tip too.
Big spenders, sure.
Either way,
keep that.
Either way.
Hey, big spender. Yeah, but don't take it back either, do you? You pull out more ones and give them more money on top of the 9 cents.
That's generally what you should do.
There shouldn't be pennies involved in that transaction at all.
Buy yourself something pretty. I always say when it's 9 cents.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.